and welcome to this week's edition of Situational Awareness. I'm your host, Mark. I play Glebnor, and I'm joined, as always, by the Chaos Crew
and a special guest.
Let's take it around the horn.
Rich playing Theo.
Roger playing Arendir.
Howard playing Toluga.
Jesus, you hit that so hard. Ryan playing everyone else.
And our special guest.
Hi, it's Eric again. I play,
Cosmo!
Yeah. What's up, everybody?
Howdy.
Welcome.
Yeah. Eric got to have a front row seat to that fucking clusterfuck of a session.
I was going to say chaos, but that would have been cliche.
That was nuts.
Truck's hanging on by a thread.
Yeah. Truck's fine. We're hanging on by threads.
Truck is not fine.
Truck is not fine.
The truck is under half health.
Okay, so is everyone else, especially you.
Yeah, relatively.
We worked so hard to get this truck. I don't want it to die in the first fight.
You guys are.
It's true.
That was nuts. Vehicle combat fucking rules.
Oh, yeah.
Rules for you.
It's been great.
You've been kicking so much ass.
He was mad that we stole that truck. So he's getting us back for stealing that truck.
Yeah, he's lying about all his net 20.
Listen, I literally made Rich come look at my rolls. Yeah. They were all above a 20. It was psychotic.
Ridiculous.
It's insane.
I feel like we delayed this session so much that Ryan's been game planning so hard.
Yeah, so
on how to fuck us on this truck.
A little behind the scenes. The first like 20 minutes or so of the episode got recorded weeks ago. And then my basement flooded, which is where we normally record, like while we were recording. So, we had to cut it off. And now Ryan's just been plotting and scheming.
Yeah.
With his fucking Tuskegee fucking douchebags.
Yes, my wasp men.
What are they called?
They're called Tuskegee.
Tuskegee. Tuskegee men.
Tuskegee.
Yeah, they're Italian wasps. the Bow Raiders had, I think, the nastiest app.
The Bow Raiders can fuck right off.
Yeah. Elite Bow Raiders.
Fucking a 90 damage on your fucking
with
truck.
A bow?
They have a thing called Deadly Precision, so they got to add some D8. So
my fucking slingshot's gonna explode made your truck.
Deadly Precision.
The straight steel?
Yeah. They're Dread Steel arrows. Let's call them that. They're
good.
Rad.
Good. I'm glad that's canon, because now we're gonna pull them all out of the truck and Theo's gonna make a bunch of grenades.
Yeah, you better believe that I'm stealing some of those arrows.
Yeah, I need that metal.
You said it. Shut up. This isn't canon. It's the after show. Leave me alone.
your reaction to us pointing out the window AC and strength.
Well, because what it was really was I wanted a little demon in the cab fucking with Reggie. So he had to keep dealing with him. But I did make it so that it's impossible to get through the stupid
window. I think
it's
funny that Reggie's fighting off this demon by itself.
So dumb.
Scared out of his mind.
By locking the door.
Yeah. Click. But yeah, that longbow is a +7 to hit.
Thank you. We don't want that.
It is 3d8 +4 piercing. So I was also rolling really good on the damage.
Oh, were
general.
You?
Yeah.
Like, were you really?
The round where I did 40 something damage to Theo.
42.
That felt bad.
Ridiculous.
But that would have been 42 to the truck. So, you know.
I know. I'm looking because I can see Rich's iPad, so I'm like, all right, he's got 30 something health. I still have the
39.
Ointment from fucking Zoshin's lotions.
Uh-huh.
I was like, all right, I'll just go down there, I'll smear him with some lotion, and then he gets fucking pinned to the side of the truck.
Ugh. Yeah,
right through my hands.
He'll be safe for the sandstorm when we go through it. He's pinned down.
The literal first turn,
he can't cover his eyes.
Like the first turn is psychotic.
So that's it. Started off so good. I'm like, all right. He blasted this guy with a shotgun. We're off to a good start.
Yeah. Yep.
Fucking totally off the rails.
Yeah.
No, if I really stuck the landing onto the buggy,
you flipped into the driver's seat.
Yeah, that could have changed all the momentum.
Can I ask why you were like so specific about how acrobatic you wanted to be? You were like, I'm going to do like a double axles.
Because the better I just
stick the landing,
the better I describe it. If I fail, it's just going to be hilarious.
Yeah, it's pretty spectacular.
Yeah, because you could have taken out those other two buggies on the side, riding yours.
Oh, so my plan, Roger, was I was going to flaming sphere into one of the buggies, and I was going to have it like seatbelted in the passenger seat next to one of the guys.
Yeah.
Because you can move it, right?
Yeah.
Well, it was one of those things, too, where like you guys didn't attack the buggies or the bow guys one time.
Yeah.
So
Like, we're missing everything.
You put 10 guys on top of us.
Yeah, of course.
And focus on this.
Then with all that freaking turbulence.
But
for
those
one
dudes,
round.
They had 97 hit points and 16 AC. So they would have been like, honestly, attacking the buggies would have been better than attacking the dudes driving them for most people. But yeah, Theo, when you shot my Knoll out of the fucking buggy immediately, I was like, there goes that guy. Like, I don't know what to do with him.
He's tumbling into the dirt.
You know, we don't have to kill him. All we have to do is shove him.
Did he die?
Before you,
I don't think he died.
Well, he would have got, you know, I mean, come on. He's got to take some damage from that fall off.
We were going 100 miles per hour.
I used the stat block.
When you hit the ground that fast, you die.
Oh, sure. There's a coin in the desert 1,000 yards back. Oh,
good. I'm going to find it.
You gotta go back for that coin.
You gotta get
I want that fucking coin.
Oh, can actually, I locate creature the coin?
Sure.
Yeah, what about the demon that got sucked under the wheels and all that other shit?
So,
What
I was trying to basically set up is that demons and devils killed in Magri don't turn into coins. They turn into demon ichor. So,
which we got some on the.
I was about to ask. Yeah, what about that one I just killed?
Hey, you know that 5-gallon jug I got in the back?
Yeah.
Just scrape it off like a peanut butter knife.
Yep. We need the NOS because we live a quarter mile at a time.
So. Yes.
I was gonna say, dude, fuck you, because like this whole sequence is reminding me about like the first Fast and Furious, you know, the one where they were like bad at it? They're all like hanging off the side of
the chopper robbing and shit. Yeah. Theo, like, ziplining under a truck, repairing an axle, and looping up the other side in 6 seconds was fucking insane.
That was good at mechanics.
He's got tinkerer's tools.
That nat 20 was sick as hell, though. Love that.
I was so happy to see that.
Yeah.
That was well-timed.
Yeah.
We needed that.
Those mishaps are nuts. Like, they are so brutal when they start happening.
Yeah. Especially the one where the axle's off kilter and the whole thing's shaking violently.
Yeah, that one sucks. Yeah.
The 20 is the worst one because it's flip.
The truck explodes.
Oh, God.
Flips.
Yeah.
Hope we flip into the storm.
That would have been really bad.
Yeah. How's Reggie's little baby arms going to turn us away from the storm?
I think the best ones for us are 8 to 10, which is a weapon malfunction. Those are
Who cares?
We need the catapult to flip us back over.
I mean,
from
like,
the 20.
Honestly, like, the weapons on top of the truck, they're not that great. Like, they're okay, but you guys are level 7, right? So, like, you're probably doing better on your own without having to worry about that so much.
I wasn't on my own.
Yeah, didn't feel like it.
Yeah, it was bad. It was real bad.
Today was a rough battle for Theo there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's still going.
Yeah, I know. You guys are out of
the
woods.
Before
you're going to fight the sandstorms, Drew out there with some glow sticks. What's he going to do?
Just the buggies dropped back.
The buggies pulled back.
The people on the truck are still there.
They're still up there with you.
But the spiny devils, what about the flying?
There's only one left. He's still trying to get to Reggie. Him. Yeah.
Wait, so.
Oh, we're taking these bastards with us.
They're called Tuskegee Air.
Tuskegee? The schoolie. You gotta say it like that.
The schoolie.
The schoolie airman.
Hey, yo.
They turn into spaghetti when they die.
Yeah, that's kind of.
To Italians, who gives a fuck?
Italians are the last people you can be racist to. Whoa. Let's just enjoy while we got it, all right?
I mean,
whoa.
I'm allowed to say whatever I want about them.
Lord,
they're my people.
Yeah. So I'm not, but I grew up around you people, so I don't really give a shit.
Dude.
Oh, this is just the kind of controversy we need to send this podcast to the next level.
There you go.
Listen, they're the last ones we can really dig in on. I'm
sorry. I have nothing against them.
This is the worst thing to happen to Dicey Situation since Mountain Dew Situation.
Oh, where you alienated the entire fucking south of the Mississippi?
Yeah, the bayou.
Yeah.
Not the bayou.
I love picturing one guy in a swamp and like overalls just like, oh, hey. That's mean to me. That first spine devil just getting sucked into a tire and exploding was so funny to me. Just like,
that's
what's
awesome.
Gonna happen.
I love that.
That's hilarious. Awesome. We needed more of that.
Yeah.
I was hoping that I would be able to drive for a little bit longer and like ram into some of these buggies.
No, I was hoping you'd get up there and actually kill things for me.
I'm trying.
Trust me.
Really,
I'm not
trying.
Rolling
it's
any
hard
better.
To swing a giant sword from on top of a speeding 18-wheeler.
Yeah.
Weird.
I'm getting three attacks a turn, and I'm hitting like maybe one per three. Yeah.
I was like, oh, I get Arendir up here. I'll be fine. Nope.
I know. And then you had that one round where all your guns jammed and missed, and I was like, ooh, brutal.
Yeah.
Losing a full turn in a combat like this is the worst feeling because you're like, oh, yeah, we're fucked now. Like, this is going bad again.
See, I don't mind. Like, obviously, it sucks, but I don't mind it for the fact of how much damage I do to you normally.
That's very true.
So yep. I'm like, okay, this makes sense. Like, the guns aren't going to fucking work every time. And now I can, you know, I can't wait for my sniper rifle.
Yes, that's gonna happen. Be nice. So we
check on the stupid bullywug fucking dickheads who made the gun jam.
Oh, yeah. What happened?
What did they
them?
Do? With their fucking spell slot.
Yeah.
Minor elude.
They cut over to, there's one bullywug in the swamp who's cast Expeditious Retreat on himself. I'm so fast! Fuck you guys! As he's running across lily pads on a river.
Are they just racing?
Yeah, there's one guy faster than the rest of them.
One guy racing.
So dumb. So dumb.
God, I hate those bullywugs.
You're going to get a court report?
We're not doing court reports yet because you guys are in the same area as him. I have...
It's a shame.
This is the gold report.
It's a shame we checked in on Cosmo last time, so we can't really do it this time with him here.
Yeah,
you're doing all right.
Yeah, you've been gaining them lots of followers, so it's been going pretty well. Yeah,
sick.
Schlebnor's one hell of a promoter.
Yeah, the tour's going great.
My imaginary music career is going way better than mine.
Didn't like you guys used to check like on how the taco business is doing, how the tacos doing?
Oh yeah,
what's crud up to?
How much money have we made?
Listen, people don't listen to the after show to check in on the taco business.
Apparently, Roger does.
We don't have time during the regular sessions.
I don't know. Roll a D100.
Start a third show.
Roll a D100.
It's my taco business.
We need a whole
wait a minute. Wait a minute. Is Jeff down there yet? He is.
Yeah, we can say he got there by then. Yeah, pastry chef left a couple days ago. He'd probably get down there already.
Right, how's D100? That Choco Taco business going?
All right, how about this? You can roll a D100 and then roll an extra D20, and that'll be the Choco Taco sales. It was a dessert menu item.
That was a nice roll.
Yeah.
92.
92 gold. Add it to the business.
Add it to your gold over there. You're the gold keeper.
Keeper of the gold.
Yeah.
He confiscated my 300 gold.
You better believe you guys giving me shit about the pheromones was fucking killing me.
That's why everybody wants to be the plume. Damn right.
The pheromone.
Down the Catholic church.
That's all right. That's
that'll
fine.
That'll show them.
That. Yeah, take that, Italians and Vaticanese. What is that?
They're also Italians.
They're also Italian. Yeah.
God.
Couple spicy meatballs for you. Hey.
Jesus Christ. Oh. They're also Italians.
Sorry.
Oh, man.
Are you?
Not really. Well, it's fine. Okay. Yeah, you guys yelling at me about the pheromones was fucking killing me. I love when players are like, well, actually, in the real world, like you're not fighting.
As a giant piece of goo, I would like to point out.
As a talking slippery fish.
And they're like fighting wasp raiders in denim vests on a truck.
As we're just a guy.
Driving I was so like fast. That.
Pizza lawyer. Yeah.
Driving
how
many so
jobs
fast.
Have you guys had?
Okay, if we're going to like.
Musicians concerts.
If we're going off like the physics of the world, guess what? You guys couldn't stand on an 18-wheeler going 100 miles an hour. All right? Like you'd fly off immediately.
So, I had a harness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was made from a giant spider.
And silly putty sticks almost anything.
You're going to need to get Luga involved in the second part of
Luga could die very easily.
Really?
Yeah.
If Luga dies, I leave.
He's using the giant spider stat block, which isn't great. So.
Yeah.
What's the AC?
Trash.
It's pretty bad.
So, I think it's like
10.
It's like 12, I think. I'm not positive.
It's low.
It's low.
Try warding bond him.
It might actually even be 10. I think I'm pretty sure it's low.
It's not great.
We'll look it up for those at home that care.
We got to let Luga get a little bit bigger first.
Yeah, I think the whole idea is for it to get to a certain point so
I can mount
you can use it as a mount and then, and then at that point it's different.
You take mount
14 AC, 26 hit points.
What? 14? Okay.
Yeah. That's nothing. That's like one of those freaking.
Did you not see Wild Wild West, Roger, where the wasp killed the tarantula?
Come on, Roger.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
My bad.
Literally, the only reason I used these guys was because I saw that they spoke Gnoll, and I was like, oh, fun world building. They paralyze dudes and sell them to the Gnolls. And like, that's because the Gnolls can't kill people inside Magria without getting coins out of them. So it's like, oh, cool. I looked at their stat blocks and I was like, oh, yeah, I'm going to fuck these guys. Pretty great.
Yeah. Every one of those stingers hit.
Yeah.
Like every yeah. single one.
I can't believe
Thank
I didn't
God
get
I'm
any
resistant.
Of you. I know. Because I got another. If one of you gets.
Thank God for dwarves. Right? That belt.
I know. That was great. That was great. If one of you guys gets paralyzed, I got such a fun little move I want to do. I'm very excited.
I don't like
How many
that.
Of those guys left? Three?
Three.
Three.
It's called Prepare Host. So we'll see.
Ew.
Oh, God.
Don't prepare us.
Yeah. Don't prepare the hell out of you guys.
God, bug creatures are the worst.
I know. I know. There's so many good bug stat blocks in this game, though. I think it's because Wizards understands that, like, sometimes it's kind of intense to have your players just slaughtering humanoids all the time.
Mm.
So, like, no one really feels that bad about beating up a bug.
Oh, you know, it's kind of.
I mean,
a fellow bug Pokemon.
We draw the line on bugs, Italians, and Catholics.
Haru,
no, who cares?
Haru draws the line at anything that's not a human. He's like, well, hold on. Let's befriend them. Humans, not kill them.
I know.
They're too normal. I don't trust it.
I know. I was like
every like animal now he tries to talk to, you're like, he just wants to kill you. Like, but why?
Can't we just be friends?
I just met him.
I didn't pick this feet for no reason. They shouldn't be hostile to me.
Yeah, they're humanoids. I mean, you know, they're little bug men, you know, but yeah. I have to, like, it is funny now that you have that feat. I got to really look through my stat blocks where I'm like, is that a beast? Is he going to like immediately befriend my beast? But
does that mean by picking this feat, you're never going to give me another?
No. Animal? Listen, the second you got the feat, fucking like
three
birds and deers.
And you're like, well, I got to throw in an owl, an eagle, and an elk.
Yeah. Can you get some buddies?
Named Mike.
Mike the Elk.
Mike, Dougie, and Gerb.
Dougie.
He's an eagle.
The extra E stands for eagle.
It's true.
Still, you throwing the taco at him. Don't care.
Well, yeah, this is going to be psychotic. I don't think we've ever really done like a stop an episode at the middle of combat. But
yeah.
This one is so unhinged, and the storm is going to be its own thing. So I thought it'd be fun to kind of break this one up a little bit.
Reggie, jackknife it, quick.
Sure, there's going to be a lair-like action.
Maybe.
Yeah.
That means yes.
We all get fucked, and Theo can't block his eyes from the sand because they're pinned to the side of the truck.
Question, Ryan.
Yes.
Since I don't blink, what is the situation with my eyes?
Krusty,
you got to get some goggles on, my guy. But I believe you guys asked for goggles before you guys left.
Yeah,
so
we
you guys
did.
Do have
yeah.
goggles.
You did, yeah.
You guys
well,
just got to use
it. I can't put mine on.
Yeah, you are in a bad spot. you guys just got to use an item interaction to put your goggles on. It is still going to be whipping razor sand.
You're
going to
make us use an action to put the goggles on?
No, a free action.
Okay.
Well, now hold on there, Ryan. I'm very slippery. Is it just going to right off my skin?
No.
You know what we have to do.
Then is it going to coalesce into an armor that give me bonus AC?
No.
Then what is this sand made out of, Ryan?
It's going to rip away your fishy body like it would anyone else's.
We just got to disengage, take the hop attacks, and hunker down in the back of the truck and just power through the sand.
Yeah, kind of. That's probably the smartest way to do it.
No, we're going to kill these bugs.
Yeah, by letting them get ripped to shreds by sand.
No, by our hands.
I like his plan.
We got to send a message.
Fair enough.
Like, that's why I joined this church.
I'm enraged, so.
Yeah. Okay, you forget that we beheaded, what was it, a Krizik dwarf and put his head on a pike in a back room.
Hey,
yeah.
I didn't know you guys did that.
Sorry.
We did do that.
Yeah.
Cosmo believes you guys did.
Wait,
I don't.
Wasn't he an evil barber?
He was an evil barber.
Oh, yeah, he was.
Yes. He was a Krizik follower. It doesn't change the fact that
he cut my ponytail.
Yeah, doesn't change the fact that some stranger would have walked in and said, oh, my God.
Yeah, it was gross. Cut his whole fucking head off.
Yeah.
But we also now know that
this is sick.
Yeah, whoever did that.
Yeah, wild.
Wild.
Wild stuff.
I mean, we also know that their blood gives us Nas. So you could just knock them unconscious and kill them in the bowl you made.
Yeah, just fucking juice them.
Yeah. Just kind of ring them out. Get in there.
All right, so now we just, instead of, why don't we drag them in? I can grapple them, drag them into the back of the truck, fight them in there, and then juice them into the jug.
Yeah. All right.
You know.
I mean, you could take one of their bodies and just bring it in there and juice them up.
Juice them into a jug.
Hold on.
Absolute insane.
Who are you trying to juice?
The people attacking us. They're Tuskooli.
They're humans. They'll turn into coins.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, well, the Tuskooli are?
The Tuskooli are humanoids, so they turn into coins.
Fuck them. Juice them anyways.
I thought those were bugs.
Juice them up.
No, so. Hold on.
Slop them up.
The bugs are humanoids.
Big slur.
They're like bug men. They turn into coins when they die because they're like dudes with souls and can speak languages.
Okay. Oh, there should be one coin then.
There's
there.
A coin on top of the roof of the guy you killed.
All right.
So there's one coin sitting on top of the...
Before it flies away in this 100 mile per hour wind.
No one's just used to turn to grab it. So, or not a turn, but...
Physics defying 100 mile per hour.
Yeah. It's the heaviest coin the world's ever seen. It's got a little picture of a bug on it. So yeah.
Gotta collect them all.
Yeah. It looks like in Metabots, the little fucking thing you put in their back. That's what you're looking at here.
Oh, that's what I'll use my Hellfire engine for.
Yeah. All right. We got so much fucking more shit to record today. Let's fucking do this. Mark, take us out of here.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening. As always, rate, review, subscribe, the other stuff. Hey, thanks for coming, Eric.
Hey, thanks for having me.
We'll see you on the next Talk Back because he ain't going anywhere, folks. And as always, I want to thank you from the bottom of my gooey glebno heart. Harut's blocking his ears, probably for the best, because I'm definitely about to scream into the mic. We're gonna lose the truck! Keep it dicey.
This has been a Business Shark production.